scored some timely goals. I thought we blocked shots. We spent a little bit of time in the second half of the game in our end zone. I thought our goaltending was sound and a big reason why we won. We blocked a lot of shots. So don't want to dissect it too much. It's a win for us.
You called that timeout midway through the second period. What was your message there, and how much did that impact the rest of the period?
I just felt it was slipping from us. We weren't getting pucks in. We were losing a lot of battles in our end zone. And those second periods have been hard for us. And do I want to waste one there? And you never know what happens with goalies now with coaches' timeouts and stuff like that for to look at things. I just felt we needed to. I'm not sure how much it changed it, but we have really struggled in those situations in the second period when the game is slipping away, and I just felt it was.
You talked a lot in the last couple of days about these young goaltenders learning on the job. Yeah. Corpy looked pretty good learning on the job tonight.
Yeah, outstanding. Big reason why you win. That's a big reason why you win in the National Hockey League is when you get goaltending like that. So I thought our guys, although we didn't make plays and we spent a lot of time in there in the second half of the game, I thought we defended pretty well as far as blocking shots. And when they got there, Corpy made some really key saves.
So do you have an update on Savard? Any idea if it's long term or anything?
Nope, I don't. I haven't talked to the trainer.
When you hear one of your leaders go ahead and have comments like he had last night, do you appreciate that kind of accountability in the room, the kind of reaction, at least defensively, that you got from your team today?
Yeah, the rhetoric's fine. I think it's frustration right after a game. But as long as you follow up and do the things on the ice to pull people into it, into those type of games, and to play that way. And with Doobie, that's a constant. You'll never have to worry about how hard you play with that guy. He may have misreads. He may make mistakes. But you're never going to have a problem with effort. And if we have enough guys follow him, whether it be his rhetoric or his play, we'll be able to compete. And so that's good. And it's hollow when someone says it and they don't go out and do it. You know Brandon's going to do it all the time.